We're here at the Women's Building in San Francisco at the annual Radical Women Conference. Radical Women is a socialist feminist organization with branches in the United States and internationally, basically under the theory that feminism is not possible under capitalism and needs socialism, and also for socialism to be effective, it needs feminism and women's rights. Patricia is up here from Costa Rica, very far from home. Can you introduce yourself briefly, what you do and who you represent from Costa Rica and why it's important for you to be here?
¿Podrías presentarte, decirnos a qué institución estás representando y por qué es que crees que es importante venir a una audiencia aquí en Estados Unidos?
Bien, bueno, buenas tardes. Yo trabajo en la Universidad de Costa Rica, es una universidad pública, y además soy abogada laboral, dedicada fundamentalmente a la asesoría de organizaciones sindicales. Toda mi vida he trabajado de cerca con, por la construcción de un sindicalismo clasista e independiente.
I am a professor at a public university in Costa Rica. I had been teaching people about community organizing, and I had been practicing the organizing method for many, many years, because I consider that that is an important aspect of my profession.
Además, soy militante del Partido Revolucionario de los y las Trabajadoras de Costa Rica.
In addition, I am a member of the political party of women in Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm. Women and men.
And it's a socialist party.
Yes.
The
yes.
Socialist party of Costa Rica.
Uh-huh. Y desde allá pues hemos conocido a las mujeres radicales, al Freedom Socialist Party, y hemos mantenido una relación que nos ha traído hasta acá, porque compartimos su visión y su lucha por el feminismo socialista.
And I'm from Costa Rica, we got to know the different feminist and radical women's movement in this part of the world. And we are very interested in knowing what is happening here because those are strives that are going to benefit all movements.
Okay. CAFTA, the Central American Free Trade Agreement, I believe was negotiated as an international agreement around 2005. It was required that each country ratify it into law in their individual countries for it to go into effect. What I do know from my reporting is CAFTA was finally put into law when it was passed in Costa Rica. Costa Rica was the last country to pass it, and there were very strong organized battles against it from the people of Costa Rica. Can you remind me when CAFTA was ratified into law in Costa Rica? Was it 2007 or 2006?
CAFTA has been CAFTA ha sido un tratado internacional, pero que para que sea efectivo se necesitaba la ratificación de cada país. y quisiera que nos dijeses cuándo exactamente Costa Rica ratificó este agreement, este tratado. Y sabemos que existió bastante resistencia, hubo un movimiento bastante fuerte en oposición de este tratado. ¿Cuándo es que el tratado pasó y cuál fue la oposición en Costa Rica a este tratado de CAFTA?
Bueno, irónicamente, un país como Costa Rica, que siempre se ha considerado un perro domesticado del gobierno norteamericano, fue el último país que ha dado, porque considero que todavía no ha finalizado, la pelea de oposición al Tratado de Libre Comercio.
And unfortunately, because Costa Rica has been placed as a loyal dog of United States, Costa Rica has been the last country in which the discussion of approving this CAFTA treaty is still being in discussion. It has not been approved by the country, but still there is a fight that the Costa Ricenses are giving to this against this treaty.
Empezamos una lucha hace aproximadamente 4 o 5 años, inicialmente de oposición absoluta al tratado, y posteriormente nos fueron llevando hacia un camino más difícil, porque el gobierno, como una medida para tratar de frenar el levantamiento popular, nos llevó al camino del referéndum, para que fuera el pueblo el que en octubre del 2007 decidiera el futuro del Tratado de Libre Comercio.
Because this treaty has not been approved, given the tremendous opposition of the Costarricenses, the government had chosen to force the movement to take a much harder way, which is to put this decision into a referendum, the referendum that the people of Costa Rica have to decide for. And the referendum took place in 2007, in October 2007, and it passed.
Uh-huh. Se hizo el referéndum, los opositores perdimos, pero por menos de un 1%, lo que demuestra que tenemos un país dividido exactamente por la mitad, porque quienes triunfaron a favor de la aprobación del proyecto, del CAFTA, lo hicieron con fraude electoral y con una colaboración directa del gobierno norteamericano.
The referendum against our will was approved. There was a 1% difference, which it's very clear, telling us that the country has been divided in this decision. And the way it was passed was by using a lot of fraud in the election. The government had used immoral ways of buying the vote.
Y digo que, bueno, la pelea no ha terminado porque la implementación del tratado necesita la aprobación de un conjunto de leyes. Y la última de estas fue declarada inconstitucional por la Corte, lo que obligó al gobierno de Óscar Arias a pedirle a Bush una prórroga hasta diciembre del 2008.
We believe and we say the fight is not over because there are certain parts of this treaty that are still being revised and found that are unconstitutional and are being question. So we are putting a lot of resistance to the passing of this aspect of the treaty. And we had forced the government to postpone the decision to the point that the President Arias had asked Mr. Bush for an extension of the decision until 2009.
Ha sido una burla absoluta a la constitución política, porque básicamente la Asamblea ha sido cómplice y desgraciadamente la oposición, los diputados del Parlamento que estuvieron a favor del no, ahora tienen una actitud muy sumisa.
It feels that this was being a disgrace because the positions of the parliamentarists who had a no vote had changed lately, and now they are a little more acquiescent in maybe changing their vote to a yes vote to pass this treaty.
Sin embargo, y a pesar de la desmoralización que existe en algunos sectores que pelearon muy duro porque no se aprobara el tratado en el referéndum, están surgiendo muchas luchas gremiales en diferentes sectores sindicales.
Although there was a demoralizing feeling because the people who are opposing this treaty lost to some extent, there are new emergent movements that are showing that the will of the people is still strong enough that the fight will come back.
Y sabemos que aun cuando se apruebe finalmente el tratado en diciembre o en enero del 2009, las luchas van a continuar porque ya estamos sintiendo la crisis y la recesión económica provocada directamente por la crisis que hay en Estados Unidos.
Although maybe the approval by Costa Rica of this treaty will be done in December 2009, even if the treaty is accepted, still we feel that the financial crisis that this country is going through is felt already in Costa Rica, and the struggle of the people is being much, much harder at this point. And that is giving us the hope that the fight for the implementation of this treaty is still on.
So I think there have been no actual structural changes yet as a result of this treaty, or have there?
Hay cambios tangibles en la economía, en la sociedad, por este tratado, por la implementación.
Structural changes.
Sí, cambios estructurales.
In your economy,
in
or
la economía.
Law. As a result of CAFTA, have there been any changes implemented yet, or will that happen after 2009?
Hay cambios que se han implementado ya o a nivel estructural en la economía, en la sociedad, o van a esperar que estos cambios sean cuando se pase el tratado en el 2009, en diciembre de 2009.
Se están preparando para los cambios que vienen, pero legalmente no pueden implementarse hasta que no esté finalmente aprobado por el Congreso, por el Parlamento. Sin embargo, van a ser muy rápidos. Por ejemplo, el Instituto Nacional de Seguros, que es un monopolio estatal, va a desaparecer como tal y se van a liberar o a liberalizar los seguros. Eso sabemos que va a traer consecuencias.
we are aware that they are preparing themselves to make the changes as soon as the treaty is approved. In fact, the seguros de qué?
Son seguros, ¿cómo se llama? No seguridad social, sino seguro de vida, seguro de
auto. Insurance part of the economy, life insurance and all sorts of insurances, they are already in the process of being part of these changes. At this point, they are still stated control. ¿Lo controla el Estado o son privados?
Es monopolio estatal.
It is controlled by the state, but the privatization of the insurance families is going to be one of the first changes that that is going to be implemented.
El segundo sector, que eso me parece que va a tener una repercusión directa, es el de telecomunicaciones y energía eléctrica, porque ya se sabe que hay muchos compromisos de parte del gobierno de los Arias con empresas privadas para dar el negocio de las telecomunicaciones, que en este momento es estatal.
Telecommunications as well as electricity are the other sectors that are in the process of preparing the way for the change, for the privatization. At this moment, telecommunications as well as energy, electricity, is state controlled, but it is going to be privatized because we are aware that the President Arias is in negotiations with companies that probably are going to take over the ownership.
Sin embargo, la crisis que hay en Estados Unidos me parece que va a tener repercusiones para quienes han apostado en la implementación del Tratado de Libre Comercio. Y ya empiezan a verse preocupados con lo que pueda suceder después de que se abra el mercado y en Estados Unidos haya una crisis muy profunda.
However, the crisis that the United States is going through at this moment, we believe is going to affect tremendously at the moment when the treaty is approved, because when the negotiations and the capitals start moving and there is no capital that is going to move, then we believe that is going to create chaos in the implementation of this treaty.
Let me ask you another question. I believe, I don't know, but I believe this government can replenish its capital, but we all know that CAFTA will be bad from all the experiences of these trade agreements. There's no doubt that it will be bad. The problems we're having here this year is that the companies that sell goods and services are demanding higher and higher prices, and people have lower and lower wages to pay. So when we take that to a less affluent country, those problems are even more extreme. It's very bad, I know, in El Salvador, where the companies are exporting products and there is absolutely no way that the people in El Salvador can possibly pay the price, so nobody can profit. What do you expect? My question is, what do you expect to happen to the economy and quality of life in your country if this is implemented as planned?
We know that nosotros sabemos nosotros sabemos que el que CAFTA es algo que va a ser bastante malo para la economía de Costa Rica. En este momento, este país está pasando por una crisis, pero se va a levantar fácilmente, porque dinero se le va a inyectar, se va a levantar fácilmente para continuar operando la economía. Pero los productores de los bienes en este país están pidiendo más y más por las cosas que venden, y los salarios de los trabajadores no están subiendo en proporción a lo que se está demandando por los bienes. Esa es parte de la respuesta de la crisis que se está pasando. Esto es una dinámica completamente negativa acá. ¿Cómo piensas que va a ser si es que se abre el mercado, las compañías extranjeras entran a vender estos productos a costos tan altos en Costa Rica? Porque tengo entendido que esta situación en El Salvador está sucediendo. En El Salvador los productos cuestan tan caro que la gente no puede comprarlos. ¿Qué piensas? ¿Cuál va a ser la situación en Costa Rica cuando se abre el mercado?
Bueno, yo no estoy tan segura de que la economía norteamericana se va a levantar tan fácilmente. Me parece que no, que la crisis apenas empieza y que este pueblo norteamericano va a sufrir las consecuencias. Y cuidado si no se llega a una nueva depresión como la del 29. Como la economía es global y lo que pasa acá afecta directamente las economías tan dependientes de América Latina, el Tratado de Libre Comercio va a afectar aún más y va a empobrecer más a los y las trabajadoras costarricenses.
Unlike you, I don't believe that the economy of this country is going to replenish itself of money. I believe that this country is going to go is going to go through a much more severe financial crisis and maybe even a new depression, and is going to have a global effect, and especially in economies as dependent as the small economies of Costa Rica and other countries. We believe that Costa Rica is going to be affected negatively in a very devastating way.
En este momento, ahí el gobierno costarricense daba subsidios a empresarios y a agricultores en Costa Rica. Los negociadores costarricenses del TLC vendieron realmente el país, y así lo denunciamos los opositores al CAFTA, porque liberaron absolutamente en el tratado y le cedieron en todo a los negociadores norteamericanos o al gobierno norteamericano.
The government of Costa Rica, to some extent, it was giving financial support to the local companies as well as the negotiators who were entering into the treaty, part of the treaty, entering into the market. However, the negotiators had been mostly foreigners, and the way things had been connections have been done and the benefits have been going to the foreign companies. It is very clear that the TLC,
Tratado de Libre Comercio,
the Treaty of Libre Commerce, the treaty has been a complete giveaway of Costa Rica capital to the foreign investors.
Así que lo que pronosticamos es hambre para el pueblo costarricense. Probablemente habrá muchos empresarios que van a quebrar. De hecho, lo interesante en el sector de oposición al tratado fue que dentro del movimiento del no había también empresarios costarricenses que sabían que iban a perder sus negocios con la apertura económica.
We know that this is going to be very devastating for the local entrepreneurs. However, lots of the people who were in the oppositions were local entrepreneurs, and they knew that they were going to lose their investment, they were going to lose their factories if this treaty was implemented.
Have there been more abuses of authority with the government and police and the institutions as a result of these battles and the resistance to implementing this agreement?
¿Han habido más abusos del gobierno, la policía, las instituciones contra la gente que está haciendo resistencia a la implementación de este tratado?
Sí. Desde hace algunos años se penalizó la protesta social. No podemos hacer bloqueos en las calles porque somos detenidos y procesados legalmente. Muchos dirigentes conocidos están enfrentando despidos de sus trabajos por manifestarse en contra de la aprobación del tratado.
Yes, we are feeling the increase of the repression over our opposition to this treaty. It has been declared that to oppose and to oppose organizedly and to blockade the streets is illegal now. They can take you to jail for making a demonstration on the streets. Also, the leaders of unions and leaders of organized labor leaders are being fired because their participation in the opposition of this treaty. So yes, the impact is already felt, and the repression is coming very hard.
Y hay dos proyectos de ley en la Asamblea Legislativa o en el Parlamento que nos preocupan. Uno que quiere incrementar las penas de prisión. Y sabemos que lo van a utilizar en contra de los dirigentes que peleen contra el gobierno. Y el otro proyecto que pretende aprobar o implementar una especie de ley antiterrorista.
There are a couple projects in the Congress that are being of our concern. One of them is to increase the penalty time for these kinds of transgressions. And the other one is to implement a new law that is called the anti-terrorist law.
Exporting all the problems we have in the United States, it sounds like.
Yeah, están exportando todos los problemas de Estados Unidos, parece. Yes.
One last area to discuss.
Una última área para discutir.
Talk about the positive steps that coalitions are taking to organize against this implementation, and also talk about the challenges as a socialist to organize together with other organizations who may be against CAFTA but have a very different outlook than socialists.
Háblanos sobre las dificultades de organizar este movimiento contra este tratado. Especialmente háblanos sobre las dificultades de organizarse con, desde el punto de vista socialista, organizarse con otras organizaciones que tal vez no tienen la misma posición en términos del tratado, pero que de alguna otra manera tienen algunas formas en que se crean alianzas.
Bueno, nuestro partido no está cerrado a hacer unidad en la acción con sectores de oposición al tratado, aún y cuando en muchas de esas organizaciones haya una representación de partidos burgueses. Hemos hecho algunas actividades conjuntas, fundamentalmente asambleas, para tratar de tomar decisiones. Pero no es fácil a la hora de aplicar el método, porque nosotros creemos en la democracia directa, en la participación de las y los trabajadores, y ellos no, ellos creen en la imposición de sus decisiones sobre las personas.
We are very open. This is a socialist party that is open to work with other groups. And we have been working with different organizations that also oppose the approval of this treaty. However, it is a very laboring task because our methodology to achieve a decision is based in a democratic participation. And some of these organizations are much more vertical in their decisions, and it is difficult, but we are working to try to create alliances.
Sin embargo, el socialismo es la solución, y donde más se ve esto es entre los jóvenes. Desde las universidades, los muchachos y las muchachas cada día más se están organizando y levantando su voz por una alternativa socialista.
However, we know and we understand that socialism is the answer. Socialism is the solution, and we can see, especially in the universities, the emerging interest of the young people to organize themselves and to participate in activities at every levels.
El sector que es más difícil es el sector de los y las trabajadoras, porque en Costa Rica desde la década de los 80 con el solidarismo prácticamente se eliminó la posibilidad de hacer organización sindical en las empresas.
The part of the population that is the most difficult to integrate in this opposition is the labor part of the economy, because in the 80s there was a law that determined that to organize union was terminated, was illegal, was
not illegal, but very difficult.
Yeah, that was banned. So it is very difficult to organize the labor force into a common cause.
La cuestión entonces está en cómo buscamos otras formas de organizar a la población, y los comités patrióticos que surgieron en la lucha contra el TLC nos demuestran que la gente quiere organizarse, pero quizá por otras reivindicaciones, más en sus comunidades.
Still, we think that there is a possibility to organize the population, maybe through other aspects of their life, maybe taking other causes to reivindicate other things that are also in need of reivindication, instead of constituting a union that could facilitate the representation of this movement.
Ahora la situación que se presenta es que habrá elecciones en el 2010 y muchas de las organizaciones de oposición al tratado están buscando la posibilidad de colocarse como organizaciones de izquierda. Esto probablemente nos va a dividir nuevamente.
In 2010 there is going to be the elections, the new elections, and lots of the groups that were opposing the treaty are going to reorganize themselves into the left movements, and that is going to affect the unification of the socialist movement.
Okay, I very much appreciate you're here in San Francisco and taking the time to interview here, and I hope things turn out well in your country.
Mucho gusto de que has estado aquí en San Francisco. Espero que tu trabajo, tus actividades en tu país continúen siendo con mucha satisfacción, mucho éxito. Muchas gracias.
Gracias, y la lucha es de todos, de acá y allá, en conjunto.
The fight is here and there. It's one fight.
Gracias. Thank you.